giving you more of Edmonton's vibrant music scene. This is Sonic's Band of the Month for April. Nature of.
Welcome to the Booster Juice Listener Lounge. My name is Ryan, and we're here with your Sonic Band of the Month for April, Nature of. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah? Doing Let's good. Do a roll yeah. call. Who are we yeah. talking to and who's not here?
I'm Steve.
Steve. What do you play?
I sing and then play an assortment of instruments, I guess.
And I'm Cole, and I play guitar.
And anyone not here that you should mention?
Yeah, there's two others that are not here. A girl, Allison, who's our drummer, and Kyla, who is bass and guitar.
All right, so Sonic Band of the Month for April, first month of spring. You excited for spring in Edmonton?
Yeah, man, it's been, I want to say it's been a long time coming, but I feel like it's been a pretty good winter at the same time. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've had a lot worse here. So I'm ready for spring, though. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I've always had that vibe, too, where I feel like spring or winter needs to break our backs in order to appreciate and earn summer.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
That's how you knew grew up in Alberta, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That mentality's ingrained into you. Any favorite spots then in the summer that you're looking forward to? What crosses your mind when you think of an Edmonton, warm weather Edmonton?
This guy here, Dale, he's got a spot out at Long Lake. It's a nice retreat spot. Not really in Edmonton, but it's pretty close. But yeah, I guess the River Valley and stuff is always really nice.
Yeah.
White Ave area is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. You're spending a lot of time with nature then? It's not just by chance? It's in the name?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I look forward to the Millwood Skate Park too. We go there a lot.
Yeah. Are you the two skaters in the band then? You ditched the skating career to pursue the musical world?
Not much of a career at all, but.
Yeah, not a career. Yeah. But we both love doing it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's how we met.
Lords of E-Town?
Yeah.
Has anyone dropped that yet?
I've never heard that.
Nature of Sonic's Band of the Month for April.
Well, your eyes stayed young. It's your mother's son. In the rose you hung your hope. Your brother cried while you'd wait inside for sale to throw you a bone. Still a week day. Say, yeah, I've opened up, I can love, I know what this is for. Still awake, the day you will awake. Say, yeah, I've opened up, I can love, I know what this is for. Lights behind you were a kingdom. You were a kingdom that was overthrown. Still awake today, you will awake. You say, yeah, I've opened up, I can love, I know what this is for. Still awake today, you will awake. You say, yeah, I've opened up, I can love, I know what this is for. And the sun's seeping out, so out your sun. I know your sugar, yeah, your sugar hidden. your sugar, yeah, your sugar had no plans to hide.
For April, Nature of.
I know you played Artery September 2013, very first time. Played it a couple times since then.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on this wrapping up on a closure of another Edmonton venue?
It's pretty heartbreaking. I feel like there's only a few great intimate venues in Edmonton, and I feel like that was definitely one of the stronger ones. Mm-hmm. It's definitely really sad that it's going down, but hopefully another one will rise from the ashes.
Sounds like that's what the plan is.
I think that's what they're trying to do, I think.
I'm not in the loop, apparently, but
hopefully.
I'm still in the mourning phases.
From what I've talked to from promoters and things, that's how it goes in almost every city, is there is a short shelf life, and we shouldn't be surprised when a venue exists for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
It goes away, and then another location pops up, and it succeeds, and it's just as beloved.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have a connection to any venue in the city, especially?
Yeah. Well, I guess the venue we've probably played the most has been Pawn Shop. Yeah. I love that place. I have lots of, we've played there lots. Yeah. It's always good there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're there. Any favorite space to skate in the city? Any spots?
Yeah, probably already mentioned Mill Woods.
Yeah.
Millwoods is definitely awesome, but Millwoods is actually going to be shut down for the start of, I think the whole season. If
really?
This is might be news to these two guys.
But
apparently they're doing some renovating on it as far as taking care of some serious cracks and issues with the park.
In preparation to chat with you guys, I talked to a few bands that I know in the city, and I talked to I Am Maki. Nathan and Jillian, I know you played a show with them, and they said that you guys were the kindest folks in E-Town. Can you confirm or deny that?
Well, I would probably say that about them, because I thought they were really super nice as well. I don't know if we're very kind.
What's your defining feature then? What's the characteristic?
Maybe we are pretty kind.
Nature of, Sonic's Band of the Month for April.
I miss you, man.
This is Sonic's Band of the Month for April. Nature of.
I've got April Fools hitting up on April 1st. Are you pranksters? You have any plans for a date like that?
Yeah, I got younger brothers, so they're like super fun to prank, and they'll probably prank me too. but yeah, you grew up with two brothers too.
I'm the youngest, so they would be pranking me.
Yeah,
but you have any stories, or is prank something? That's
well, funny? I know there's one prank that we did. It wasn't for April Fool's or anything, and it wasn't really related to family. But one of our friends, he was gone for a weekend trip, I think, to Vancouver. With a couple friends. They had to take two cars for some reason, but he was gone for a couple days and we knew that. And, he needed a prank. So we took, him and his roommates and us, we took his, door off. There's a few, like, we're all kind of in the trade. So we're all kind of like pretty like skilled that way. So we took his door off, put a little bit of frame up, put some drywall up, taped it, mud it. He had a skateboard on his door and, something hanging from his door handle or something too. So we, finished it up, painted it up, put the baseboards on everything, completely hid the door. And then, hung the skateboard up, and then got word when he was coming back and it was kind of like adjacent to another door. We were all just kind of sitting, watching, waiting for him to get home. It was pretty funny. He came in super tired, ready to go to bed, went to reach for the door handle. It wasn't there. And to get to it, you had to kind of turn the corner. So he thought that he didn't turn the corner fully. So then went to turn the corner again and went to the other wall. And yeah, it was really funny. It was cool. But yeah.
Yeah, that tops anything I was going to say. I was a part of that too. So
yeah.
Kind of feel a little bit of pride for that.
Yeah.
All right. The Booster Juice Listener Lounge with the Sonic Band of the Month. Nature of. Mm-hmm. Interesting month ahead. I do have a question for you then. Say folks are coming to the show. This is the first time they've heard of you. What can they expect at a Nature of show?
Probably lots of Taylor Swift covers for sure. Like a full set of Taylor Swift covers.
I wish.
No, I don't know. That's a tough question. Mm-hmm. We'll be there.
Mm-hmm. You'll be there. Yeah. Is that enough? I mean, you're a 4-piece alt folk band from Edmonton.
Yeah,
you're many of your first bands, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
You've been playing music for a long time, but just not as a
band. Yeah, just kind of on our own. I think three or four of us are, this is our first band.
Where can you buy Nature of music?
You can find us on Bandcamp, iTunes, YouTube. And I think that's it for the internet stuff.
Any record stores?
None yet.
No.
Nature of, Sonic's Band of the Month for April.
Sure.
own heart I can't let in. Wire in hand and heart in sight. So Aiden, I just hope you stay. Stay awake in your younger days. Oh, the heavens don't let me lay there you.
Friday, April 24th at the Pawn Shop for the Band of the Month Showcase. Presented by Alternative Edmonton. Sonic 102.9.